Hey Menachem Ov, Tuesday the 9th of August, Rabbi Asher Sebag, the price of a mitzvah.
We'll start with the Gemara in Chulin, go through a bit of the Gemara in Chulin, and then we'll see some of the Rishonim. Right, the Mishnah says about the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. So there's a mitzvah in our Torah written in Parshas Achrimos that if a person shechts, whether it's a bird or a chaya, it doesn't apply to behemoths, only to birds and chayas, there's a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. He has to put offer lomata and offer lomala, he has to make sure there's offer on the ground when he shechts, and then he shechts and the blood's on the ground, then he has a mitzvah to cover that blood. He makes a bracha and he has a mitzvah to cover the blood. So, straight to Mishnah, shochat v'lo kisa. Somebody did shechita and v'lo kisa and he didn't cover the blood. V'ro acher, and somebody else saw it, chayav l'chasos. This person who saw it, his mitzvah is not just on the person who shechted. It's his mitzvah, as we'll see soon. And anybody around who sees the blood which is left being uncovered has got a mitzvah, chayav l'chasos. He'd make a bracha and he covered it. Let's say he covered it and the wind blew it off, or somehow it got uncovered again. The Mishnah says the mitzvah isn't that it should stay covered. The mitzvah is that you should cover it. Once it's been done, the mitzvah's been done. If the wind blows the offer away, but the mitzvah's been done and there's no chiyuv to cover it again. What about if he shechted and the blood was on the ground and kiseu aruach, last halacha in the Mishnah, kiseu aruach, the wind covered it, the wind blew the offer over it, then chayev lechasis. The Gemara says what that means is, you don't have to uncover it and cover it again. You can leave it as it is. So for, his mitzvah has gone out of his hands for a few moments. The wind's blown the offer onto it. Chayev lechasis, says Rabbi Baba Chana, if the wind would uncover it, then he'd have a mitzvah to cover the blood again, to recover it. So, if he covered it and the wind uncovered it, he hasn't got a chiyuv to do it. But if the wind covered it and then he went and then the wind uncovered it, then he has a mitzvah to do it. That's a mishnah. Right? Then the Gemara brings a couple of brises with the halacha, but the pasuk says, v'shofach es domoi v'chisohu be'ofa. The mitzvah kisui adam is v'shofach es domoi. He does shchita, v'chisohu be'ofa, and cover it with offer. So v'shofach v'chisoh. The Gemara has a few drashas on this. Number one is, mishe shofach yichase. Whose mitzvah is it? It's the mitzvah of the shochet. It's his mitzvah, mishe shofach yichase, v'shofach v'chisoh. The person that did the shchita has the mitzvah to do kisoh. We'll see a practical nachmina soon. Right? And then Gemara brings another braisa, Tani Idoch, v'shofach v'chisoh, v'mashe shofach v'yichase. The way you shechted, that's the way you do kisui adam. What does that mean? Shelo yichasenu beregel, shelo yemitzvus bezuyei solom. You should shofach with the same hand. Rashi says biyad. You did shechita biyad. There's no other way you can do shechita probably, and therefore you do kisui adam in the same way, rather than taking with your foot and covering it over with your foot, because that would be mitzvus bezuyei solom. The Rashi's shita is that the kisui adam has to be done biyad. That's the shofach with kisa. The other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashba, other Rishonim hold no. It can even be done with a knife. Say not with the front of the knife because it could get slightly nicked and then you can't do shchita. But bekata de sakin, the other Achrenim bring that the other Rishonim that hold the Rambam and the Rashba that you could do it with a knife. Rashi seems to say that no, the shofach with kisa has to be done by hand. Right. Then the breath of halach that we're going to go into now. Tani edoch, v'shofach v'chisa, mishe shofach hu yichasenu. Whose mitzvah is it? It's the mitzvah of the person who did shchita. It's his mitzvah to do kisui hadam. Says the Gemara, ma'ase be'echad sheshochat. So there's a story the Gemara brings that somebody did shchita. V'kodam chaveiroi v'kisa. And somebody went and saw the blood over there. And the shechet was busy doing whatever he was doing. He didn't have to do them all kisui hadam straight away. And somebody went, made a bracha, did kisui hadam. So the fellow got very upset. We've just learned in the Mishnah that it's his mitzvah. So you've taken my mitzvah, you've stolen my mitzvah. So he went to Rabban Gamliel. Where's the basin of Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel told him, you stole his mitzvah. Just like if you'd steal his wallet, whatever, you'd have a chiv to pay. You've stolen his mitzvah. So you have a chiv to give him asara zehuvim. It's a large amount of money, I don't know how much it is exactly. But you have to give him a chiv to pay him asara zehuvim. Where we got that figure from, we'll see in a minute. State in Gemara. So that was the psak of the Gemara, that if somebody steals mitzvah shel chaveray, he has to pay him asara zehuvim, 10 gold coins. So Bnei Shiva asked, Ibai Elohu, ischa mitzvah or ischa brocha? When we said this 10 zehuvim, is it scha mitzvah or is it scha brocha? Which means, says the Mu'ala, my nafkamina, this mitzvah of Kisui Adam, there's a mitzvah, there's a brocha, so you pay 10 zehuvim, that's from Gamil Paskin. What's the difference is the 10 zehuvim is the mit, is for the mitzvah, for the brocha, what's the nafkamina? Says the Mu'ala, nafkamina would be for Birchas HaMozin. Birchas HaMozin, which is one mitzvah, but says the Gemara has four brochas in it. I'm going to show you what exactly those four brochas are. But there are four brochas in Birchas HaMozin. And if somebody would be invited, whatever it is, to do Birchas HaMozin, and he would say, in those times, the person who was leading the Birchas HaMozin, he would say all the brochas, and people would just answer amen, I don't know if they all could read or whatever. So therefore, he would do it all. And somebody would go and steal that. How much do you have to pay? The mitzvah of Birchas HaMozin is one mitzvah. It's 10 zehuvim. Or do you look at it per brocha? There's four brochas, you'd have to pay him 40 zehuvim. That's the shine of the Gemara. Now that's quite clear. That if you have a mitzvah without a brocha, then that's still 10 zehuvim. And a mitzvah with a brocha is also 10 zehuvim. Because the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that the case was there that a person comes to his friend and he tells him, Shoiri Horakta, or you killed my animal, or you broke down my wall. So he has to pay him. Scotty brings Aiden that he did it. And the person responds and says, yes, of course I did it. He can't lie because it's Aiden that he did it, that he killed the shay. But he tells him, Ata amata li lahorga. You told me to do it. So I go and smash your window. There's Aiden that see me doing it. Yeah, for sure I did it. But you told me to do it. So the Gemara says, Neman. He's believed. He says, well, how can you have such a thing? Otherwise, Leshofka's chai lechobre. Everybody's going to say that. Anybody who's caught doing anything says, yeah, sure I did it. But you told me to do it. The Gemara says, the only time that situation could arise is where it's a wall which has got to be pulled down anyway. It's a dangerous shoir, it's a dangerous wall, a dangerous tree. And basically they've told this fellow, you've got to pull it down in the next 2 days or so. And then somebody else goes and pulls it down. And then he tells him, why did you do it? So he says, you told me to do it. So in such a case, he hasn't caused him a loss of money, because this person was going to have to pull this wall down anyway. So in such a case, he's believed. Says the moral, belief for what? What's his claim? He's got no claim against him. This wall had to be pulled down anyway. So I did you a favor by pulling it down. What do you want from me? So the Gemara says, for the full asar zehuvim. He comes and tells him, why did you pull down this wall? It's my mitzvah. Beis Din told me to do it. It's a dangerous thing. Beis Din told me to do it. Why did you come and take this mitzvah away from me? And you owe me asar zehuvim. So in such a case, if he says, that's the chiddush of the Gemara in Baba Kama, that if he says, ata amartali, you told me to do it, then in a situation where the wall was going to be pulled down, says the Gemara, the probability is he's going to try his utmost to pull that wall down, so it makes sense that he told somebody, he told somebody to do it. So when that person says, you told me to do it, then he's believed. So that's clear from the Gemara there. There is obviously no bracha. And there the Gemara says that had he not said, you told me, and he would have brought him to Basin and said, you took my mitzvah away. I had a mitzvah to kill this shoir. I had a mitzvah to pull down this wall, and you took it away from me. It's clear in the Gemara that you could charge him asar zehuvim. So we see that a mitzvah on its own is worth asar zehuvim. A mitzvah with a brocha is also asar zehuvim. So ask Tosfos in Baba Kama, uscha brocha heichen holach, if the mitzvah is worth 10, like we see in Baba Kama. So now you've got a mitzvah here of Kisei Adam with a mitzvah and a brocha, surely this should be worth more. Says Tosfos, scha brocha heichen holach. Says Tosfos, no, brocha mitzvah hakoel echoti. That's what Tosfos says. It's one thing, meaning a mitzvah on its own is worth 10. A mitzvah with a brocha is also worth 10. Shaila of the Gemara is, what about a mitzvah with 3, 4 brochas? How much is it worth? 30, 40, or is it just that mitzvah with 4 or 5 brochas? It's still one mitzvah with various brochas, and it should be worth just 10. That is the shine of the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Toshima, right? So here the Gemara brings a story that we're going to prove to whether a mitzvah with more than one brocha is worth 10, or worth, depending on how many brochas there are. Toshima says, I'll bring you a story with the Amalei Hahu Mina. It was an Apikoros who came to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and he came to him with a question, a bit of a shine of what the gist of the Gemara is, but he said like this, Misha yot saharim loy bora ruach. Misha bora ruach loy yot saharim. Chas v'sholem, he said, that it looks like this, Chas v'sholem, there are two powers. Why? There's a Yotzer who created mountains, it's one creator, and there's a Borei who created ruach, or like we say, Yotzer Oir, So Chas V'Shalom, the person can say, there's a Yotzer who created light, and there's a Boire who created Choshech. So he came with this fundamental question to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He says, I can prove to you, Chas V'Shalom, that there are two powers. So he came to him with a big grace of Kasha. Amalei, so Rabbi told him, Shaita. So what sort of question is that? Shofil Sefer Dekro. Have a look at the end of the pasuk. Hashem Tzavokei Shemai. Says Yotze Horim Uvayei Ruach. Hashem Tzavokei did it all. Or Ani Hashem, the different Yotze. Or Ani Hashem, the different pasuk. Ani Hashem, Oisei Kolele. So you tell me Yotze and Boire, two different powers. So Ani Hashem, Oisei Kolele. So the Min's Kasha was pushed away in no uncertain terms by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Omalei, so he said, I haven't given up. I'm not Hakash, I'm going to get you, and you won't be able to catch me out. So he told him, give me 3 days. That's what this min, this apikores, told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Give me 3 days. And I'll ask you such a strong question that you won't be able to answer it. I'm sorry, this question wasn't very good, as we could just see, but wait, give me 3 days, and I'll ask you a moment of Hakash, you won't be able to answer it. Okay, so you'd have thought Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, what he care about such a person? You see, look, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Yosef, Rabbi, Klas, Tanisa. Rabbi kept 3 days, because who knows, he needed Siyata Dishmaya to be able to answer this min, this apikores. So Rabbi didn't want confident on his own Torah that he had. He for 3 days, he sat down with Tanis, and to have Siyata Dishmaya, that if this fellow comes and asks him a question, he'll be able to answer it. Says the Morak, Yavah Koboi Mivra, at the end of the 3 days, and he was having a meal, the fellow still hasn't shown up, and he was having a small meal. Omrulei Mina Koi Abobot, they told Rebbe, he just started his meal after the fast, they told him that the min, this apikores, is knocking on the door. So he brought a pasuk into Hillel by Yitzmu Bebris Yerosh, which means that whilst he was just about managed to finishing his fast, that they come and disturb him. Okay, so to Rebbe told this min to come inside. And it was a different person. Omalei Rabbi, Mabasa Tovas Anilach. It was a different min. It was a different apikores. The Rabbi said, what are you doing here? I'm not waiting for you. Where's your friend? So he said, Mabasa Tovas Anilach. I've come. I've got some good news for you. What? Leimotza Tshuva Ivecha. Your enemy, this person who's been trying the whole time, and he said in 3 days he's going to come and ask such a moedig question. He didn't find anything. He tried and looked, and obviously he saw a part of a pasuk. He managed to look at the end of the pasuk to see all the answers. And he saw he didn't have any kashas. So rather than admit defeat, what did he do? The nofal min agag umes, he committed suicide and died. So he said, that's what he told him. That's what this min told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Fine, so we're in normal circumstances. You tell him, thank you very much. You can go, thanks for the news, goodbye. But Rebbe was polite and told him, Amalai, Ritzoincha, they were having a meal there. Ritzoincha, Shatisai Detzli, would you like to join in the meal? We're having a meal. So Rebbe asked this min, this apikores, maybe it'll be Makarim somehow, I don't know. Please come and sit down with us. Amalai Hen, so he accepted. After they finished eating, so firstly Rebbe invited him, one chiddush. Then Rebbe told him, Rebbe invited him and asked him, would you like to lead the benching? That could be Yotze from a min, apikores, chvesesh. But that's what they said. Amalai, so Rebbe thought he'd give him a deal. He told him, Kois shel brocha ato sheisa. Would you like to lead the Birkas Hamazon? Oy arboim zehuvim ato noitim. Or I'll give you the value of the benching, which is 40 zehuvim. Rebbe was sure that this person is a min, apikores, what does he care about benching? 40 zehuvim, he can, whatever, it's a large amount of money. Rebbe is very wealthy. He could have given him that, and he would have been happy. So Yotzer Basko to Amalei, Amalei. So this min, this tzedekah, had some kind of hero tshuva. I don't know what it was in his mind, and he said, "No, I'm not interested in the money. I'm going to lead the Koshel Bracha Ani Sheisa. I'm going to lead the Birkas Hamazon here." Yotzer Basko the Omra Koshel Bracha Shavar Boim Zehuvim. So we see from here that the Gemara proves that his one mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon, a Baskel came out and said the Birkas Hamazon, which has 4 brachas, is worth 40 zehuvim. And that's what happened. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. I'll just finish the last 2 lines of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that what was the schar, what was the reward of this apikores? So you'd say for a person, a reward for a person would be that his children, grandchildren are iskin batera, etc. What was the reward for tzidoki, for such a person? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, this was the Namira many years later, Adayan Yeshna la Isa Mishpacha, this family of this tzidoki, Ben Gedole Romi, they are in the high positions in Rome, they've got high positions, that was his, more understood, that was this fellow's scha for refusing the money and doing the mitzvah of of Birkas Hamazon. The Koyre Lois of Mishpachas Bar Livianos, whatever the name is that was then, and that's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara proves that you've got one mitzvah with various brachas that you have to pay 10 zuvim for each one. There, Hagav, when it says 40, there are four mitzvahs for Birkas Hamazon. What four brachas are there in Birkas Hamazon? So you say you've got Azanes Hakol, Al Aretz V'Al Hamazon, and you've got Uvnei Yerushalayim, and Atayv Amitiv. Says Tosfos, but it was Koshel Brocha. So they were making a Brocha of Beir Pri HaGofen at the end. So surely, Freik Tosfos, it should be five. Says Tosfos, possibly, and this is quite schwer, the Shach and Taz bring that, many Shainim ask this, but Tosfos says that there's a Gemara in Arvei Psochim that says that the Brocha that you made for Beir Pri HaGofen during the meal is Poter, the Brocha at the end. So you would not need, you don't pass it like this, you would not need to make another Brocha at the end, so that's why there's only four. So the Shach says that when there's a machlokes of Tamidei de Rav in Arvei Psochim, why didn't we bring a raya from Revi that you don't need to make a bracha of Beir Pri HaGofen at the end? So he says, he brings from, and he says he found Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it, that we've shown him say, that the four brachas are not, the four brachas in benching at Beir Pri HaGofen is not counted because you didn't have to make it. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim says you've got the bracha of Atova Metiv, which was established in Yavne, is only midrabanon. So therefore, with drabanon, there's no tens of it. So you've got it's a takona, rather, yeah, even Beir Pri HaGofen. So you've got the three in Birkas Hamazon. You've got the Beir Pri HaGofen at the end. That's how you get to the four. So there's a shayla machlek shushenim exactly how you get to the four, right? That is the case of the Gemara. So we see that each that you've got a mitzvah with various brachas, so therefore you pay 10 zuvim for each mitzvah, for each bracha, right? Even though there's only one mitzvah. So in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Beis, when the Mechaber brings down this halacha, so he says if somebody goes and steals a mitzvah shel chaver, right? Then the halacha is koin sinoi, so the Beis Din give him a knas, and the halacha is you give him 10 zuvim for each bracha which he's taken away from him. That says in the Mechaber, but Bizman Azeh, we don't do this. We don't do this halacha anymore. Because the halacha is that nowadays you need, Dayonim have to be mumchin before they carry out any, whether it's Malkus, or Misa for sure, or Malkus, or Kofin. If a Dayonim want to be Kofin, so a man to give a guest to get to his wife, then they have to be mumchin. How can Dayonim act nowadays when we don't have, when Smicha was stopped? How can they do it now? Because Shlichusayu, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that we allow for Dinei Mominus. The Gemara says, but for Knosse, something which is a Knas, which is over and above the thing that a person does. So for instance, a person goes and steals. So the halacha is, Beis Din can take this person and say, you stole £100, pay it back. You don't want to, so they can make him pay it. But what about the Kefel? The Kefel they can't do. Kefel is a Knas. And Knas, Beis Din are not allowed to nowadays, unless they are Mumchin. We don't have Beis Dayonim, Mumchin or Smuchin nowadays. So Knas can't be enacted by Dayonim, Bizman Azeh. So therefore, says the Mechaber, this is a Knas, because 10 Zerubim, you haven't taken anything away from him physically. It's not like you stole something away from him. He doesn't have the mitzvah. This goes under the realms of Knas, and therefore Beis Din nowadays cannot enact this halacha. So why is it brought in Shulchan Aruch then? Anything which can't be acted nowadays is not brought in Shulchan Aruch, says the Mechaber. However, im tofas, but if the person was tofas, the victim whose mitzvah was stolen, and he knows that he's owed 10 zuvim, Beis Din don't have the power to enforce it because they're not mumchin. But if he was tofas, then that's how the Mechaber answers. That's why it's probably brought in Shulchan Aruch, because for the din of tofas. So if somebody had money stolen from him, Beis Din will go and tell the ganav that he has to pay. Beis Din will tell the ganav he has to pay the £100 that he stole. The extra 100, if he's tofas, a bit of a shy about it, if he's tofas, he'd be allowed to do it. So too with Chatzi Nezek. Yeah? The Machlokes in the Gemara about Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek is if a person's animal gored the first three times, then you pay Chatzi Nezek. There's a Machlokes Amoraim in the Gemara. Is Chatzi Nezek Momoim or Knas? Which means, is Chatzi Nezek really the person should pay the whole lot? But the Torah said, you know what? The first three times, the Torah was Chosolov. I'll put it down. I'll give you half price. So it's Momoim. Supposed to pay the whole price. We'll give you half price, you only pay half. That's moment. So we can do it bizman azeh. If chatzi nezek is knas, what does that mean? Really, the first three times you shouldn't pay anything. But the Torah said, why didn't you look after your animal properly? So I'll give you a knas to pay chatzi nezek. So if chatzi nezek is knas, Beis Din can't do it, and bizman azeh. And if chatzi nezek is moment, the Beis Din can do it bisman hazeh. And the nafka mina would be, and even if chatzi nezek is knas, if it be tofas, it would work. Rabbeinu Tam got a big chiddush in Baba Kama, at the end of the first parak. Rabbeinu Tam says, when it says that it can be tofas, it's only if you were tofas the mazik atzmoy. There's machlokes rishonim about that, the Rabbi Tam and the Roch, what you can do tofas, can you tofas anything, or just the mazik atzmoy. So if somebody's shoyer would go and go, so you chayev chatzi nezek, so we can't do it bizman hazeh, because we pass in the chatzi nezek is knas, so you can be tofas. Rabbeinu Tam holds, you can only be tofas the mazik atzmoy. That's just a side point, but... The mazik atzmei. So if you, my animal went and gored yours, and I owe you now £100 chatzi nezek, so you can go and take my animal, which is worth, if it's worth, if that amount of money. But to come to my house and take cash, or take my candlesticks, or take something else, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. That's what Tosfos says. That's why Tofas works. But that's why the Mechaber brings this halacha, and he says if you were Tofas, then it would work even bizman hazeh. Azeh shteitim Mechaber. Now, Tosfos brings, and the Rosh, they bring a shitter, that a case came before Rabbeinu Tam. The case came to Rabbeinu Tam as follows. There was a shul that they were davening, and the gabbai called up a certain person for shlishi or shishi or whatever it was. Somebody else felt a bit braggers and said, hey, what are you giving this fellow shishi? I should get shishi. So before the fellow had a chance to get up to get the aliyah, this fellow got up, went to the bima, and he took his two brachas. Next day they came to Rabbeinu Tam. This fellow said, I was called up, the gabbai called me up. It's my mitzvah. He stole two mitzvahs away from me. He took two mitzvahs away from me. Asher bochavonu, asher nosanon. He owes me 20 zuvim. We said for each mitzvah, each bracha, 10 zuvim. So he owes me 20 zuvim. So that's where they came to Rabbeinu Tam with this shaila about whether you should have to pay. So Rabbeinu Tam said. So Rabbeinu Tam came along and he gave three dinim why this person doesn't have to pay. Firstly, Rabbeinu Tam said. Tosfos doesn't like this, but firstly, Rabbeinu Tam said, what's your problem? You lost two mitzvahs. You told this person who got the aliyah, who didn't manage to get it. You lost two mitzvahs. Is that what you're worried about? Two brachas you missed out on. Okay, so you told the other fellow, you want 20 zuvim for that? Go and buy him a chicken. Pay £2, buy him a chicken. Give it to him, and say, here, you've got two mitzvahs. Shecht it. Two kisei adam. You've got two mitzvahs. Is that what you're worried about? Two brachas? Here's a chicken. Now, why didn't Rabbi Gamliel do this? Right? Tosfos says, it's two separate mitzvahs. You can't do that. That's one way, Rabbeinu Tam told this fellow that he doesn't have to pay. Right? So he told him you don't have to pay because he said, if you're really so desperate for those two brachas, go tell him to buy you a chicken and you can do shechita, or if he knows how to do shechita, and you can do kisser adam, and that way you'll be able to have your two mitzvahs back, two brachas back. Another thing, says Rabbeinu Tam, so comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, there's a Gemara says in brachas, and Rabbeinu Tam paskens like this in a couple of places, that God oil ha'oine omein yosem in amavarech. He told him, you were supposed to have an aliyah, so you lost two mitzvahs. No, you didn't. This person went and did those two brachas. He took your aliyah. You were there in the shul. So you answered amen to both brachas. If you answered amen, the Gemara says, God el ha'ina amen, yesim in amivarech. Therefore, you got a bigger mitzvah than him. You should say thank you to him, rather than coming with any complaints. I says the Mashah, if that's true, so why did Rabbi Gamliel charge this fellow 10 zuvim? Why do you charge him 10 zuvim? If it's true that we paskin, that Omein is greater, the one who answers Omein is greater than the one who makes the bracha, why did Rabbi Gamliel, with a fellow with Kisra Adam, charge him 10 zuvim? So the Mashal says, the Birchas HaTorah is done in public. And therefore, if it's done in public, everybody hears. You don't make a bracha by yourself. But the din of Kisra Adam, this fellow did quit Kisra Adam. The fellow whose mitzvah it was didn't have a chance to answer Omein. So he lost his bracha, and he didn't have the chance to answer Omein at all. So the Mashal says, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Gamliel charged him 10 zuvim. Whereas, Birchas HaTorah, which is done in public, so therefore, since it's done in public, therefore he should have answered Amen. And if he didn't, says Tosfos, Iyu de'afsid anafshe, so he lost out. I didn't answer. So therefore, it's your problem, why didn't you? And therefore, therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, you can have no complaints against the fellow who took your aliyah away. Why? Because you should have answered Amen. And Amen is greater than making a bracha, as I look Rabbeinu Tam. And then Rabbeinu Tam finishes off and says that anyway, bizman hazeh, we don't do dinei knosos. Right? So which means, and therefore, according to Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, we don't do, as we said, we don't do dinei knosos bizman hazeh. But what about if that fellow would have gone and been tofas? You'd still have to give the money back, because Rabbeinu Tam paskins that Omein is greater, so he had no claim against him whatsoever. So never mind that we don't have smuchin or mumchin nowadays, it makes no difference whatsoever, because saying Amen is greater than making a bracha, and therefore, that's why he had no claim against him whatsoever. Right? Divrei Chamudos brings that the shita of Rashi and the Rashba is that we don't paskin like that Gemara, that Amen is greater than Mevarech. On the contrary, Gadol HaMevarech is much greater than the one who answers Amen. So Lechayre, according to Rashi, and the Rashba, the Ran brings as well, that according to Rashi, the Rashba, and the Ran will hold that saying, making a brocha is greater than answering Amen. Then the fellow did steal his mitzvah, and even though Beis Din can't enforce it, they might not be able to enforce it, but if he would be tofas, he should be allowed to keep the money. Unless they hold like the shit of the Riva and the Rosh. The Riva and the Rosh come along with an interesting idea. And they say, Belav hanach tamed Rabbeinu Tam. We don't need the reasons of Rabbeinu Tam why this person who stole the aliyah doesn't have to pay. Or buy him a chicken to get away with it, or we can't do it bizman azeh, or that saying Amen is greater. Says the Rosh and the Riva, the whole question doesn't even start. Why? Because what's the whole idea of doing Birchas HaTorah? Ideally, I don't know if it ever happened like that, I can't imagine it. Ideally, what should happen? People come to shul on Shabbos, seven aliyahs. So what should happen? A Kohen will come and do the first aliyah, a Levi will do the second, Shlishi, anybody who's got a Chiv or Simcha, whatever it is, will go and do it. But as you can imagine, what would happen? It'd be chaos. So everybody would say, I'm entitled to more than you, well, why should you get it, etc. So they appointed a gabba just to put decorium, so somebody should keep a cheshbon of who had last week, who had whatever, etc., to work it out. But, says the Rosh, the fact that the gabba stands up and calls out and says, Ya'amoid, Mr. So-and-so, that's not his mitzvah. Just because the gabba called him out, yes, if you want to keep decorium, then everybody sits down and the one who's called up will go. That's how it should be. But it doesn't make it your mitzvah because the gabba called you. It's not your mitzvah at all, by any sense. So therefore, when a person went and took it, he didn't take your mitzvah. He did something which wasn't so good. The Ramah says, Tzarech lefaiso, to say sorry. But he didn't take it. It's not your mitzvah. It's not like the shofach, the kisah that we learned, that the Torah says that when you do the mitzvah of shechita, it's your mitzvah of kisah adam. It's not your mitzvah of birchas ha-Torah. It's anybody in the shul. Just the gabba told him to go. But so therefore, there's no din whatsoever of stealing a mitzvah. The whole shaila that came to Rabbeinu Tam, says the Riva, doesn't even start. And he adds even a bit more. And he says, even if it was Rishon. And Rishon is a mitzvah of the Kidashtoi, that has to be given to a Kohen. So let's say the person didn't take Shlishi, he was called up a Kohen, and the person he stole went and took it. So now the Kohen can come with a Taina. Why? The Torah says, V'kidashtoi, I'm entitled to the first aliyah. It's my aliyah. No other Kohen or Shevet Kohen or whoever it is. It's my aliyah. You had no right to take it from me. So therefore, in such a case, the Chayra, you should charge him Asar Zorvin. Says Tosfos, no. The whole din of the Kidashtoi is an Asmachta Ba'alma. It's only a Drabonon. As we mentioned with Drabonon, there's no Asar Zorvin. He said, it's an asmachta ba'alma, this whole concept of the kidashtoy, of little mono rishon, levorich rishon, etc. And therefore, there's no asara zuhuvim in that case. So even had he taken, I don't know what the case was in Rabbeinu Tam, but says the Ribot, even had he taken rishon, there would have been no claim on him whatsoever. Because it doesn't make it his aliyah. And the din of the kidashtoy is only an asmachta ba'alma. What? What? Sorry?
That's
what the Rosh says.
Why
is it
when you call somebody you're not allowed to
call anybody else? Okay, so they made it because the Chachamim made it when they instituted these halachos or put it in. That was what they said. It wasn't easy. But technically, the Rosh says it's not his mitzvah whatsoever. And the Mogen Avraham says, he brings from Gemara in Gittin, that it's mashma clearly that the Kidashtoi is a mitzvah deiraisa. And he says, according to the Rambam, Kidashtoi is in Reish Aleph, Mogen Avraham's the whole thing. And he says, Tzarchian on Tosfos and the Rosh. But Tosfos clearly says that the Kidashtoi, put on the side of the Mora, that the Kidashtoi is only a Drabonon, and therefore he's got no claim whatsoever on this. So that's the Machlekes Rishonim in those cases between Rabbeinu Tam and this. Just one other case that came to Rabbeinu Tam, but I don't really have time to look at this, but there were one other case that came to Rabbeinu Tam. The case came to Rabbeinu Tam that you had a person who had a baby, so he's got a mitzvah to do bris milah to his son, and he couldn't do it. But, right, most people can't do bris milah. So he went and he pointed a moel to go and do bris milah to his son. So another moel came along and said, another moel came and took it. Came along and took the mitzvah, took and did bris milah to the baby. It was bogus. You asked me last time, whatever the case was. So the first moel brought the second moel to Rabbeinu Tam. And he told him,
And he came and brought him to Rabbeinu Tam, and he told him, he stole my mitzvah, he owes me Asar Zehuvim. He has to pay me Asar Zehuvim. So Rabbeinu Tam says his famous shitta. Rabbeinu Tam holds that God Elohim Amen Yosef Min Amivarech. So he told the first Moel, what did you lose out? You didn't do the mitzvah, the brocha and the mitzvah you didn't do. But God Elohim Amen Rabbeinu Tam Lishitose, that's what he told him, that saying Amen is greater than making a brocha. So you should be happy, he told the first Moel, that you said Amen to the brocha of Bris Milah. I suppose we'll have to add like the Mashah that Bris Milah is done in public loud, so everybody can answer. And therefore, that's why the second Moel wouldn't have to pay at all. But Tosfos Yom Tov brings that Shittas Rashi and the Rashba and the Ram, who hold that making a brocha is greater, God Olam Mevorech is greater, then according to them, he owes him, the second Moel owes the first Moel Asar Zehuvim. And therefore, okay, Basin can't enact it, but if you'll be Tofas, and therefore, according to those Rishonim, you'd be able to charge him, not charge him, he'd have a chiv to pay Asar Zehuvim, and not the Beis Din can enforce it, but if he goes in Tofas, he's allowed to keep it. The Tosfos Yom Tov does say, but that's only the Brocha of Milah, because the other Brochas which are made afterwards has the same principle as Brichas HaTorah. Just like Brichas HaTorah, what did we say? The Rosh said, the Rivah said, that's not just yours or mine. Anybody who wants can go and take it. So the brocha that are made afterwards, I know we don't go and chap it. It's not, that's not his. The mitzvah was just of the brocha. So even according to Rashi and the Rashba, who hold that Mevorech is greater, then you'd only be allowed to be Tofas Asar Zuvim just for the brocha of Mila. I'll just finish off. But the Rosh comes along and says, no. There's a whole big discussion in Achren, what exactly is the Hezbo of the Rosh. And the Rosh says, just like the Rosh said in the case of Birchas HaTorah, what did he say? That's not called stealing a mitzvah. Why not? Because a mitzvah is on everybody. The fact is a Gabba called him up doesn't make it your mitzvah. Says the Rosh, Gros HaChiddush. And the Rosh says like this, in the case of Bris Milah, the Bris Milah is given to the father, right? So the father has a mitzvah to do Bris Milah on his son. And the father says, I can't do it. The minute he says, I can't do this mitzvah, that mitzvah now is spread on all Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the fact that he appointed a Moel A to do it, why does that make it his mitzvah? The minute the father can't do it, Avada says the Rosh, if the person would steal the mitzvah, the father was about to do Bris Milah, and the person was going to take the mitzvah from the father, 100% he owes him Asar Zehuvim. The father's mitzvah, this random Moel went and did the Bris Milah, Zich owes him Asar Zehuvim. But once the father says he can't do the mitzvah, then the mitzvah of Bris Milah now is spread on all Klal Yisrael. The fact that the Shach brings, I think Rabbi Yerucham, that you said, Bedibur be'alma, just because you asked him, can you please do it? And he even says the Shach, if you made a kinyan on that, even if you made a kinyan to make sure that he'll be, it means nothing. The mitzvah is on all Klal Yisrael, and the Dibur be'alma that you did doesn't give the mitzvah to Moel 1, 2, or 3. And therefore, if it's Moel goes and takes it, there's nothing to pay whatsoever.